Right, so is Mummy having a cup of tea or do you like a drink?
No, thanks. Well, fine, you like a drink too. But Purdy would like a drink.
Purdy would like a drink, wouldn't she?
Yes.
What do you think Purdy would like to drink?
Water.
Water?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some water in the bowl if you'd like to tell her.
Purdy, put your water in the bowl. Come on. The food's not in here. In the kitchen.
That's right, you tell her the food's not where she's standing, it's in the kitchen, isn't it?
But it's thrown away. It's thrown away now. See it now. Clever girl.
Is she a clever girl?
Pretty. Turn back.
Don't twist her neck like that, Tom. She can see it.
Yes. Of course it is. First thing you.
I'll show you put some little biscuits on Purdy's food.
Yeah. Whiskers.
Whiskers?
Oh, more whiskers.
Oh, gosh, Tom, is that clever?
It's closed. Let's get a sweet lamp. Okay. You have a garbage coffee. Coke.
Do you like some Coke?
Yeah.
Well, normally I wouldn't give it to you, but seeing as you can see the bottle sitting there, it's a bit unfair.
I'm sitting down.
If I give you this little stool, just let me wipe it, because it might be wet. You sit on there.
Yes.
Sit there so you're not right on top of Penny.
No. Thanks. Look.
There you are, I'll give you some Coca-Cola.
Nice.
Would you like it in this beaker?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Knee.
Better, good boy.
No lid on it.
There's no lid, there's a straw, isn't there?
Straw?
Look at that.
It's fit.
Look at all the bubbles.
It's like snow.
Is it like snow?
Yes.
Oh, you're thinking of that book we read about, the teddy bears, aren't you? When they're looking at things that look like snow, they look at icing sugar. And they look at little bits of white paper and then they look at some bubbles from bubble bath in the bath, don't they? And they say, even bubbles look a little bit like snow. But yes, it does look like snow.
It's just a little wicket. Tastes nice.
Be careful because it's still fizzy.
It's probably done.
There you are, sweetheart. Okay?
It's not fizzy.
Is it not fizzy?
No, just
should be a little bit fizzy.
It's not as big, maybe, is it?
Pardon?
Purdy's nice,
yes.
But they're all gone now.
Yes, she's walked away. I think she's had enough to eat, hasn't she? We're going to go for a walk in a few minutes, Thomas.
And Purdy.
Well, Purdy can come if she wants. But it's very cold today and it's just started to. I'm not sure if it's spotting with rain or snowing. It's doing something out there and it's jolly cold.
Jolly cold?
Jolly cold. But before we go out, we've got to finish our drinks and I'd like to put some washing in the washing machine.
And coat and then.
So you can help Mummy load the washing machine, can't you, when we've had our drink? Put some dishwashing tablets in the washing machine, dishwasher. Mm. And then you have nice clean plates.
Yes, that help me.
You'd like to help? Well, this is just putting a tablet in.
Yeah.
In this.
Oh, like chocolate.
Can you see this tablet? Look at that.
Ooh.
Three colours. What colours?
Pink, yum. This is more like chocolate.
More like chocolate. Well, it's an oblong tablet and it's white at the bottom and it's got a blue layer. Can you see the speckled blue, light blue and dark blue? And then it's got a little circle in the middle. What colour's the circle?
Pink.
Pink. It's sort of pinky reddy, isn't it? Yeah. Right, pop that in there. And will you remind me to turn that on before we go out? remember we need to put a new bin bag in the bin. Just emptied the rubbish outside, haven't we? What day is it today?
Just been day.
Friday. No, it's Monday. Friday's bang a drum time. Friday's a music lesson. What's Monday?
Just now.
We don't do anything on a Monday,
usually,
do we?
No.
Tuesday, what's Tuesday?
I'm not Tuesday.
So it's Tuesday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We go to the toddler group, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one tomorrow since Christmas. The last time you were there, it was the 7th of December. Because you had that party when you met Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it was Purdy's birthday the same day,
wasn't
it?
Beard.
A big beard? Did he have a big beard? What colour was his beard?
White.
Was it?
Yes.
White. And what colour was his coat?
Red.
Red. And did he have big boots on? And what colour were they?
Green one.
Green ones?
Yes.
Were they not black?
No.
Oh. That's unusual. Perhaps he had his green wellies on.
They're Wellington boots.
Wellington boots. Can you not manage to get any more coke out of there now? Let me put it into a different glass for you.
It's in glass.
There you are. Make the straw only work so far down, doesn't it? There we are. Can you manage it in that little cup? What do you say? What do you say, Thomas?
Thank you.
Good boy.
Bye, big mama.
Right, before you drink it all, shall I have some sweets?
I might have sweets.
Yes, it's you I'm thinking of. How about some of those little stars from Abigail's party?
Yeah.
You went to Abigail's party, didn't you, on Saturday? Look, this is the party bag that you came home with.
Mm.
Who's on the front?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh and?
Piglet. Piglet.
Oh, and Tigger. Sorry, you did say Tigger, but I couldn't see him. He's on that side, isn't he? That's Tigger and...
Winnie the Pooh
and...
Under Save Chocolate.
It's here.
Under Save One.
Save One, yes. Well, we'll eat one now. We'll save another.
Just remember to take the money's rubbish.
Yes, it does remember to take the rubbish, can't it? Well, Thomas, it looks like it's really raining heavily now. I don't believe that.
Oh,
we're
wetting. Wet, wet.
Yes, we've been in all day, haven't we, when it's been fine. We just decided to go out in a few minutes and it's all wet. Well, if it carries on raining heavy like this, we can't go. There's no point going out to get wet, is there?
No.
There we are.
Little beaker.
Would you like them back in the little beaker?
Yeah.
What's for done with it? Oh, here we are.
Here we are.
I'll just give it a quick rinse.
Purdy likes jelly sweets.
Purdy likes jelly sweets, does she?
Yes.
Oh. You've not tried it with any, have you?
No.
That's all right.
Smell it. It's not nice.
Oh, well, are you talking about Purdy's whiskers? Because that's a lot of the meat's in jelly, isn't it? But it's not the same sort of jelly as jelly sweets. Oh, look, there are two nursery rhymes on the back of this packet. It says, Twinkle Stars Nursery Rhymes. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. And then there's another one, you know this one. Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran at the clock. The clock struck
one.
The mouse
ran them down.
Hickory dickory dock. Tick tock. That's right.
Oh dear.
There you are, sweetheart. Little stars. Magic stars. You had these at your birthday party, didn't you?
Because Hickory lady was the rubbish bike. Holding the
Oh yes, at Abigail's party. You were going around the room on Abigail's tricycle, weren't you?
Yeah.
Pretending to be the dustbin man, picking up all the rubbish.
Yeah.
And Auntie Val said you can come again because you tidied up all the paper plates, all the cups, all the napkins, all the wrapping paper from Abigail's presents. You tidied it all up in the back of your van, didn't you?
Your lorry.
Oh, your lorry, I'm sorry. Oh, whoops, the daisy. You've tipped your cup up and they've all gone on the floor.
Oh, ow. What is that? It's a bit of doggy poo.
Toms, don't say that.
It's funny.
It wasn't funny, you just fell off your stool.
It just hurt my foot.
Did you hurt your foot?
Yeah.
Well, you did go down with a bit of a bump, didn't you?
No.
No?
A baby bump.
A baby bump, all right. As long as you didn't hurt yourself too much. They taste nice. So we'll go for a little walk and we'll deliver those magazines to the flats.
Flats.
Are they?
Flats.
That's right. Well, we went yesterday and we couldn't get in. And then we'll walk to the chemist because Mummy needs some more powder for her face. And then we should get home in time to see the bin man, shouldn't we?
Mm. Well, the dustbin man at the girls' party. Mm.
Yes, you were a really good dustbin man, weren't you, at the party?
Yeah.
Was it nice to see Abigail?
I could run and go on my
working wagon. Oh, yes, you had a bit of a fallout with a little girl in the kitchen, didn't you?
Yeah.
Daddy said you were fighting. Mummy went up to the toilet and all I could hear you saying was, stop it, stop it, stop it. And when I came down, Daddy said you'd been fighting in the kitchen with a little girl. What happened, Thomas?
Big baby smack.
What, you smacked her? Or did she smack you?
Smack you and me.
She smacked you?
Yeah.
Oh, where did she smack you?
My fat nose.
Your big fat nose?
Mm. Ow! Ow!
Is that what you said?
My chin on the Christmas tree.
What was that about your chin on the Christmas tree?
Big banner, big girl.
Can't tell what you're saying.
And the digger bumped my face into my digger.
The digger bumped your face?
Mm.
What digger, darling?
And up and down.
Which digger?
That digger, double the one, up and down, up and down.
I don't know which digger you're talking about.
Up and down.
Which digger?
The yellow one.
The yellow one? Well, this one behind you?
Yeah. Blue and pink.
Oh, I see a little... Oh, don't, Thomas, that's a... Don't do that, you silly Billy. I'm just cleaning the house with that duster. It's filthy and you've just decided to wipe your face with it. Ah, what am I going to do with you?
No, stop it.
I don't know either. I haven't a clue. Would you like a proper wipe with a proper cloth?
A baby one.
A baby wipe. Just a wipe with a damped flannel. How about that?
Don't run away.
No, don't run away, please. You're going to help Mummy load the washing machine now, aren't you? Tommy Tittle Mouse.
Where am I gone?
Behind you, with a wet
cloth.
You are so... Is it still raining, Tommy?
Yes, I'm looking upside down.
You're looking upside down?
I look fall down.
You will fall down if I let go, if you're standing like that.
I tripped your foot.
You tripped my foot? You tripped over my foot?
Yes.
I'm glad you said upside down because you just reminded me that you said the mum was standing upside down this morning. I didn't write it down.
I'm not writing it down.
I didn't write it down because at the time we were doing something when I wasn't near a pen. Right. Because you said the man was standing upside down, didn't you?
A man tripped your foot.
A man tripped up of my foot?
Yeah, too. Oh, dear, little scratches.
Little scratches?
Little man tripped.
On your digger, that's your foot, Thomas, not your digger.
No, this is jelly sweets.
Jelly sweets? Where?
There.
It's not, it's just a little piece of paper that's stuck to your sock.
It's a little bit of socks.
You've got a very vivid imagination, Thomas.
Yeah.
So you were telling me about a little girl on Saturday. So did you hit her back, Thomas?
Yeah.
And did she cry?
Yes.
And what happened? Did her mummy get very cross with you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear, dear.
And you see a little carrot.
Can you see a little carrot? Did you say sorry to the little girl?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
The girl. The girl.
She was called Emily.
Emily.
I think Mummy better ring Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart tonight and ask them to apologise to Emily's Mummy. Because I don't think you did say sorry, did you?
No.
Was her Mummy very upset as well?
Yeah.
I thought she was.
What? The monster
and never mind, Thomas, these things happen, don't they? Are you going to help Mummy with washing now?
No.
Yeah. You're posting carrots in an empty cold plate box.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fun time, haven't you, with those carrots?
Fun!
The fun time should really be in the fridge, shouldn't it?
Potatoes!
Yes, you found a bag of potatoes, a bag of apples, and a bag of carrots. You've had great fun, haven't you?
Great fun!
Well, I've taken the apples away because I think the apples are going to be as well as the carrots are probably a bruise, but we're having them for tea tonight, so. This will be eating the potatoes for me as well.
And make potatoes.
But when you finish putting the carrots in the box, will you please come and help me?
I'm not like Daddy.
You don't like Daddy? I need some help to do this.
Oh dear, dear.
That's right, that's your trousers. Shall we? I'll just turn them inside out and then we'll put them in the machine.
Side out. Bath.
A bath towel. Thank you. What else have we got?
More things. Put them down there.
Don't think we'll put your shoes in the washing machine. Is that another bath towel?
Yeah. What's there? What's that? Not there.
That's an empty glass case. Daddy's left his glass case at home, hasn't he? A case with his glasses.
And what's they're that? Doing.
What are they doing? Yes, they've to go in the washing machine as well. What's this? Another towel?
My bag dry me up.
To dry you up?
Yeah.
And that's a non-slip bath mat, isn't it? We put this rubber mat in the bath.
Yeah.
So that when you're standing in the bath, you don't slip. So every now and again, they need to be washed.
Washed.
And we've got two of them, haven't we? Because the mat's not as long as the bath.
Like mine.
It is like yours. It's just like the one we've put in. Two the same. So we'll put that one
like a picnic.
Like a picnic?
Yes.
Are you going to put this in the washing machine?
I will in it.
More things, what are those?
Towels.
Towels, they're little face cloths, aren't they? Flannels. No, don't do that, Thomas. No, but that one's had bleach on it. Because that's not a face cloth. So if you rub that on your face, you're going to get a sore chin.
Sore chin.
There's a little pink towel there.
Thanks.
What else have we got? One of your bibs?
Yes. My tum. My dinner.
Yes. You wear that for your dinner, don't you?
Not something else.
You've got something else?
Well, this.
That's a tea towel.
I put it in there.
Yes, please.
Yes. Oh, no. That one's all wet.
Is it all wet? That's one of your vests, isn't it? Is it wet?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Put it in.
Put it in.
Now, what have we got in this bag down here?
More
things that need to go in the washing machine.
Look, my pyjamas!
Your pyjamas, yes, they can go in.
Jama Joes.
Your Jama Joes?
Yeah.
Jim Jones, who calls them Jama Joes?
Grandad.
Grandad.
What's in?
That's Daddy's.
That's Daddy's.
What's that, Daddy's?
Shoes.
Daddy's what?
Shoes.
Daddy's T-shirt?
Daddy's T-shirt.
Daddy's T-shirt. What else have we got?
More things, right?
More things.
Your clothes.
My clothes. Put them in one at a time, please. What are those?
Mummy's.
Mummy's.
And mine.
Mummy's and mine.
I'm folding up. Was he washing? More things.
Just put them in one at a time, Thomas. Please.
More Jama Joes.
More Jama Joes. No, they're your little vests, aren't they? I think you've only got one pair of pyjamas we're washing today.
That can go in.
Yes, that can go in.
And Daddy's trousers.
Daddy's trousers, well, they're Daddy's underpants, aren't they?
Tremendous sense.
Do they smell disgusting?
Yes.
Right, I'll tell him. Well, they're all going in the washing machine.
More disgusting mummies.
More disgusting mummies. They're my underpants, and there's nothing wrong with my cheeky monkey.
Yes.
We don't think we need those in, do we? It looks like there's just one more thing to put in. What is it?
That one.
Well, there's that. Yes, that's the washing net.
A flame.
Well, no, you need some powder in it first. What's this?
This.
And what's that, Daddy's? What's that called?
What's that called? A Jama Joes.
No, not that. Daddy doesn't wear Jama Joes. That's Daddy's jumper.
Yes, more dusting.
Does that smell disgusting as well?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas.
You're smelling dusting too.
I smell disgusting too.
And that one smells dusting.
Does it?
Yes.
If it smells disgusting, why are you picking them up and sniffing them? Over and over again. No, don't say that.
They're doggy poos.
Right, so we're going to put some of these tablets in this net.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to watch. Don't close the door yet. We're going to need to get back in there. No, it's stuck there. Don't touch this powder down in there. We're opening a little packet, aren't we?
It smells like dustings.
It smells like what?
Dustings.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Just smell. It smells of lemon. It smells very nice.
It's more like doggy poos.
No, it does not. Would you like to put that in the bin? And that one.
Good two. Point.
Thank you.
Two,
that's right.
Jammy juice.
This little net needs to go right at the back on top, please.
There.
Just a second.
What's that?
No, we don't need to put those in. No, that's just a net that we put small socks and things in, but we haven't got any socks to watch. Right, you're going to close the door. Now we need to give the washing machine a drink, don't we?
Yeah, it's not open.
No, I'm trying to get the lock off it. Oh, yeah. A little lock we had. Steady! A little lock we had to put in the washing machine when you were little. Even smaller than you are now, because you used to put Lego in it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where there should be washing powder and conditioner, you used to put Lego bricks, so we had to put a lock on it. Right, we'll give the washing machine a drink of fabric conditioner. Look, in there. Can you see a nice blue drink?
Spill it.
Spill it. What's it? Very, very gently, Thomas. Gently. That's it. Put the lock on.
What's that?
Right. In a minute, you can turn it on. Not now. Just a moment, please. Just a minute. We're not ready yet.
What's happening here?
What's happening? I'm just putting all the powder back in the cupboard.
Well, I just didn't. Kissing your foot.
You're kissing my foot? What else are you kissing?
The buttons.
The buttons on the washing machine?
All over the place. All over the place.
You're kissing all over the place. What I don't understand, Thomas, we took this out of this cupboard.
Purdy up now.
Pardon?
And one Purdy.
Where's Purdy?
In the curtains.
Oh, right, she's in the curtains. She perhaps wants... Thomas! Don't do that.
Sorry.
Stop it!
Understand.
No need to do that to Purdy.
Shut the door.
Just a minute.
My door. Oh, my door. Oh.
Don't do naughty things to Purdy, Thomas.
Stop it.
Right, are you going to come and turn this washing machine on, please?
No, Mummy do it.
Oh, Mummy can't do it, so I don't know which button to press.
That one, red one.
Which one?
Red one.
There isn't a red one.
I see a white one.
I can only see white ones. Please come and show me, Thomas.
Goodness me.
Goodness me, which one?
That one.
That one? No, wait. Wait.
It's well red!
Done. Well done.
Where's the dustbin man?
And I heard
the lorry running. And the doctor.
You heard the lorry? Well, he must be quite near, wasn't he?
Wake up!
Wake up. Who are you telling to wake up?
Dustbin wagon, come here! Where's it gone?
He's coming in his own good time. The men have just been round gathering all the bags together, haven't they?
Where's the dustbin lorry be?
You've been gathering bags together.
Oh, Purdy, come on! The dustbin man's here.
No, Purdy's really not that interesting.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't see that. And they've been delivering new bags, but I'm not sure where they've put ours. I can see Auntie Linda's. They've stuck it in a cherry tree nook.
Yeah.
It looks like a black cat climbing the tree trunk, doesn't it?
But the lorry has another brum.
You heard another brum. And over by Sue's house, there's a black bin bag in the road. Can you see it?
That looks like
a black cat sitting in the road, doesn't it?
And another.
There's another one on the tree near Grant's house. That was for him. And where are they left Sue's bag? Can you see that?
Yeah, it's blowing off.
It's blowing off. It's on the door handle, isn't it?
That another one's blowing.
They're all blowing, really, aren't they? Because it's quite a windy day. From the house next to Sue, they popped it in the drain pipe, the downspout. But I don't know what they've done with ours, Thomas. I shall have to have a little look when we go out. Do you think it's stopped raining yet?
Yes.
I think it has.
My lawyer taking it all away. My dusty man take it away.
Yes, he wouldn't have taken it all away, all the rubbish. I'm glad it was raining anyway, because if it hadn't been raining, we would have gone for our walk.
Never have on.
And then we would have missed him, wouldn't we?
My dustbin man.
You've had to put your hat on, have you, to watch the dustbin man?
Hey! Stop it, hat!
Your hat says JCB's Junior. Does it fit you?
Yeah. I'm slipping off, Dean.
Slipping off.
Stop it!
Let me have a little look. We might have to tighten it up a fraction. Well, I think it's as tight as it'll go, actually, Tom.
Yeah. Was the dustbin man? Was the lorry? And I had another one.
There you are, tightened it up just a tiny fraction. Does that fit any better?
Yeah.
Good.
Is there just been a man, Abby?
I'm sure he's coming in a few minutes, Thomas.
2 minutes. I heard another brum.
You heard another brum?
Yeah.
Brum's the name of that little car that you like watching on television, isn't it?
Has another brum. Now that one, the dustbin dragon's got brum on it, baby. See? The dustbin bags.
The dustbin bag's got a brum on it, ABC.
Dustbin bag is say rubbish bags. The dustbin man's the rubbish bags on the hooray! And another brum.
When Grandad was here, the day that Mummy was at work before Christmas, you and Grandma and Grandad stood outside. And the man let you press the button, didn't he?
I'm not wearing my touch.
Pardon?
Not wearing my torch in my belly.
Oh, no. Would you like your torch?
Yeah.
Because I've just remembered that was the week before Christmas when Grandad was here, that the man let you press the button, and then last week it was Bank Holiday Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Grandma and Grandad were here again. They weren't babysitting because I was at home, but we were all together and we just arrived back from wherever we'd been. Can't remember now. And you had your torch with you and it was dark, wasn't it, on that day? And you had to use your torch.
Yeah.
Because what did the dustbin man say to you? I wish I had the torch like that.
I borrow it.
Is that what he said? Can I borrow it?
Yeah. Thanks.
There you are. Shall we turn the light off in our house and then you can shine your torch out?
With it.
Oh, the red bit, yes, that's right. Is it off again?
Yes.
Well, why don't you keep it off until the lorry arrives? Otherwise the batteries might go flat.
No, I'm waiting. Where are they gone? Just me, Mum. Oh, Auntie Brian's car.
Auntie Brian's car? Uncle Brian? It's Auntie Linda and Uncle Brian. I can hear the lorry now.
Putting the torch on.
You're putting your torch on?
Yeah. Is it gone? Hello. Come here! I'm here! Come here! Coming!
Is it coming?
Yeah. We see beebles. Like my beebles.
You can see flashing beebles. Can you see the orange lights flashing?
Yes. It's to Summer's house, I think.
It's coming to Thomas's house, you think?
Yes, it's Summer's house. I can buy you when the rubbish. They bang.
Yes, that's Auntie Linda's door next door banging, isn't it? It's very windy outside. Ooh. Just 1 minute.
Just 1 minute. Ooh. Just a minute. Mummy's going out.
He's coming now.
My shorts.
I suddenly remembered I'd got a bag at the back, so I hadn't brought forward.
Where's it gone?
It's coming in a minute. When I was outside, I saw when the men had put our bin bag as well. They'd fastened it to the gate.
Red.
It's the red light now. Can you put the green one on?
I don't know it.
This is the green one. Turn it on, sweetheart.
No, I want the red one.
Alright, darling, alright.
Gosh, oh my god.
Turn it on again. That's the red one. Waiting a long time, aren't we? Sue's got some flowers in her window. Well, that reminds me, I should have thrown these dead flowers away, shouldn't I? Because we got some new ones yesterday.
New ones?
No, they'll go in the compost bin, won't they?
Not dustbin bag.
Oh, no, that's not a dustbin man. That's not our AC breakdown man. Do you remember before Christmas when Daddy broke down?
Yeah.
That's the sort of van that came to pick Daddy up.
Yeah.
To rescue him.
Little man.
Little man.
Big man.
A big man. A big man in a big van.
Yeah. A policeman.
Policeman. No, it was a breakdown man. The RAC man.
RAC man. Mm. Oh my god. That's it.
That's it. You've got the torch switched on.
Yeah, is it gone? No. Just listen.
Just listen. Why are you whispering? Why are you saying just listen? What are we listening to?
The dustbin wagon.
The dustbin wagon.
Where's it gone?
It's just gone up the street. Perhaps everybody's got a lot of rubbish today. There are a lot of bags for the men to lift into the back of the van.
Lorry.
The lorry. All right, I'm sorry. The dustbin lorry. The refuse cart. Oh, he's being very slow, isn't he? Do you think he's stumped off for a cup of tea somewhere?
No.
What do you think he's doing?
In the walls of my house. And more rubbish.
More rubbish at Thomas's house, yes.
Just clearing up.
Clearing up. We had 4 bags of rubbish today, which is quite a lot for us because normally we only have 1 or 2. But we've been clearing out a lot of things, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, here he comes.
Fishing meatballs.
Yes.
I found him. I found him.
Have you with your torch? You found him?
No, he's not living.
Oh, perhaps he didn't see you. He's only just pulled up. Oh, it's making Alice bark. Well, that looks like a new dustbin man, doesn't it? That's the man who normally waves to you. No, he's not looking today, but I think it's because he's got somebody new with him, Thomas. Perhaps he's having to concentrate, Tom. Telling the new man what to do. Can you see?
Yeah.
Look out of this window.
Out of this window.
That's right, they've parked in a different place, haven't they? Yes, it's just that perhaps it's raining outside, you see, so maybe he hasn't got a lot of time. He doesn't want to spend lots of time outside. He looks like he's busy telling the new man what to do. Oh, he must be in a good mood because those people haven't put their rubbish in a black bin, mate. They've just left it on the floor in a box and he's thrown it in the back of his lorry. And usually they say, not in a black bin, but we're not doing it, don't they?
Auntie Peggy wants to get past.
Auntie Peggy wants to get past, yes. And there's somebody, as Christopher's daddy, driving in the opposite direction. The man's sorting them both out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to see when they press the button, do you think?
Yeah.
Now where are they going?
Stopped.
Where are they stopped now?
Another rusty. Like.
Sue's house?
Yes. There's a rubbish bag. So they dropped rubbish.
Yes, he's dropped one, hasn't he? Oh, the poor new man's only doing one bag at a time, but the older man's doing about three, isn't he? Bye-bye.
Oh dear, that's Sue's.
Yes, they're taking Sue's rubbish.
Sue's in there. Who's in? But they were not taking Sue's bag.
Yes, they've taken Sue's away. That's the new bag that they've left on the door handle.
Another one is dirty.
No, it's a new bag, darling. That, the one that you can see on the door handle, the one that you can see on the tree, they're brand new bags. So Sue will be able to put that in a dustbin bag, won't she? In a dustbin, so that next week they can take that away full of rubbish. There's still that one in the road that's been blowing about. I don't know who that belongs to. So that's it for another day. And we're going for a walk now, and where we're going, they've already collected the rubbish. They get their rubbish before coming here on Berwick Avenue, don't they?
I love this lily.
It's a pity that they don't collect after us, because we're going out now. We could have seen them all again, couldn't we? But on Friday, when we go to music class, we see the lorry picking up the rubbish on Kingsway, don't we, in Didsbury? That's always very exciting.
Another dustbin man coming.
Another dustbin man coming. Well, on Friday when we're going to the music class, we can see people in Didsbury having their rubbish emptied, can't we?
A dustbin man, I bet my car's not me.
You want to get your cars?
Yeah, the window's late.
Well, can I just give you a couple?
Yeah.
While Mummy's getting ready to go out?
Yeah.
Which ones would you like?
Lots of ones.
A lot of ones?
Yeah. Turn the light off.
Well, I've had to put the light off, so don't throw your torch down, it'll break.
But I can put a light on.
Well, how about a breakdown truck? Because we've just been talking about a breakdown truck, haven't we? And the smoke plough. And the tipper truck.
I'll take a big I'm not needed, big man.
You're taking your socks off now. There you are, policeman. Snow plow, breakdown truck, and dumper truck. How's that? Yes. And Mummy's going to go now and get ready to go out for a walk. Remember, we've got to have all these toys tidied away, haven't we, before we can go. The policeman's looking for naughty boys, is he? I hope he doesn't find any around here, Thomas. I don't think he will, do you? Because you're a good boy, aren't you?
Well, somebody naughty.
Well, yes, they're looking for somebody naughty, aren't they? But you're not a naughty boy.
Someone's naughty.
No, Thomas isn't naughty.
Someone's naughty.
Someone's naughty, yes.
No, not naughty.
The dustbin man, you asked for a drink of milk and it's here, look. There you are, sweetheart.
Dustbin man.
There you are, there's your drink. I'll leave it there for you.
The big digger, please.
The big digger?
Yeah.
I've just put the big digger away.
I want to do it in the window sledge.
Okay. It's a window ledge, not a window sledge. You're getting mixed up between windowsill and window ledge. Sledge is something that you slide on in the snow.
Yeah.
A sledge or a sleigh?
Sleigh and two jingle bells.
Jingle bells, that's right.
For Christmas.
Yes, Father Christmas came on a sleigh, didn't he?
Yeah, it's his day.
On Christmas Day, when it was Christmas Eve he came, we saw him a couple of nights before Christmas just checking where you lived, didn't we? But then he actually came on Christmas Eve to leave lots of presents for you.
No, I did get a bacon and a red dog shot.
Pardon?
It's gone now.
What's the matter?
I did get a bacon now with somebody's help.
The digger's digging somebody out? Right, so I'm going to pop upstairs now, Thomas, and get ready to go out. So I'll have a little break. We're having a look at Christmas cards, aren't we?
The old Pokemon hat.
Have you got all the Christmas cards?
The old Pokemon hat.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Look. Look at this card. It's got some rabbits.
Mama, it's a monkey climbing up a ladder.
A little monkey climbing up a ladder. It's actually a mummy rabbit and three baby rabbits. And they're decorating a tree. The mummy's holding a big string of beads. The two bunny rabbits on the floor looking at a box of Christmas baubles. And look, this rabbit's climbed up the tree. And he's hanging baubles on the top. And the card says, for Mummy, with lots of love at Christmas from Purdy and Thomas, written in gold pen. Isn't that beautiful?
Your letters.
Yes. I think you can have lots of fun with these old Christmas cards, actually.
And you have a lot of fun. The sun shining down.
The sunshine's gone. I know it's quite late now, isn't it? It's quite windy as well, Thomas. Oh, what's this a picture of?
A church. Like my church.
A church like your church? Well, this is York Minster.
It's not brown. It's not brown.
What, the ground? Do you know why? Because the snow's fallen.
I want to go in this Father Christmas sleigh.
You want to go in Father Christmas' sleigh?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Then all the snow.
Yes, well, somebody's walked across the snow. Because can you see footprints?
Yes.
What are the cards have we got here? Look, this one here with a candle on it.
I not move the apple down in little now. For the sea.
This is funny. The next card I've picked up is written in gold as well. Everybody's been writing in silver and gold this year. Daddy did his cards in gold.
Thanks.
Mummy did hers in black biro very quickly. Mummy's like that. Oh, you're posting them now, are you? I think you can have a lot of fun with these because you can play postman with them and we can look at the pictures, can't we, together?
What's that?
It's Father Christmas and we can look inside to see who they're from. That's fancy, isn't it?
You see, Santa's got something in his hand.
Santa's got something in his hand. Oh, he's got a lantern. He's holding up a lantern and it's shining it onto a little boy. What do you think he's saying to the little boy?
No, like a girl.
Oh, it's a little girl, is it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what he's saying?
Yeah.
Hello, little boy. Now I've shone my lantern on you, I see you're a little girl. No.
No. Dad, what's the star?
Oh, what that is? That's Rudolph and Father Christmas are pulling a Christmas cracker in front of the snowman and it's gone boom! And that's a flash. We didn't have Christmas crackers this year. We had them last year. I think you would have enjoyed them this year. I didn't really think about it.
Thanks.
That's a nice card, isn't it?
Thanks.
You're close to me, Molly.
Slots.
You're posting them through the slot?
Yeah.
You can see a badger.
Oh, I'm not see a badger.
That's a badger.
Like Auntie Mabel and a snake.
There's another one. It's like a snake, is it?
Yeah.
Where's the snake?
It's a snake.
Yeah, I think actually that, Thomas, that's grass and cones covered in snow. But yes, I quite agree. It does look like a swirly snake, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Two badges. Guess what? Written in silver.
No.
Oh, that's from Jake. Jimmy, that's your friend Jake. It's Becky, Paul and Jake. Becky's written her name in silver, and she's written Jake's name in silver, and Paul signed his in blue binder. Ah. This is a nice card. It's a teddy bear surrounded by presents. What's the squirrel doing?
I don't know, I've posted it.
You've posted
it? Let's post this card. It's too big.
Post. Isn't it? It's too big to post.
Yeah. That's it, I'm done.
And what have we got in this picture?
What's this?
Two foxes.
Two foxes.
They look like baby ones, perhaps. They're fox cubs.
Fox cubs.
You know how the squirrel's got a big bushy tail? Can you see the squirrel's big bushy tail on this card? Well, you can't see it on this picture, but foxes have big tails. They're called brushes.
Brushes.
They're little berries.
They don't want to eat them.
No, we don't eat them, do we?
Giraffes eat them.
Giraffes eat them, do they?
Yeah.
Oh. Get many giraffes around, do we?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Want a digger. Want a digger. Want a digger.
You want a digger?
Yes, my yellow one.
Your yellow one to collect all the cards in?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for you.
Oh, there was Henry.
Thomas, look, I found an empty book of stamps as well. We'll pop it in the digger.
I don't like this. Throw it in it. It's not fit.
Well, no, I didn't think it would really, darling, because the cards are really quite big compared to the digger, aren't they?
Yeah. It's too small.
It's too small.
But that one's a big. I'll try it in it.
You'll try that one in it.
Yes, it does fit.
Just fits. If you take the digger man out, it fits in the cab, doesn't it?
It's fun.
Do you know what the digger could be useful for, Thomas? Clearing all the snow on this Christmas card. Shall we go through and find all the cards with snow on?
Yeah.
And then the digger can see if it can dig its way out, use it as a snow plough. You see a teddy bear on this card sliding down the
balance. I want to dig it now.
And you want to dig the snow? That's right, where are you moving the snow to? Ah, this is a very small card. It might actually fit in the digger, does it?
Yeah.
No, it's still a bit too big, isn't it?
I'm moving my
canvas. Look, there's another one with snow. It's a picture of a church with snow around it. And the foxes are surrounded by snow. What else? Ah, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. They've got snow near them. And this little boy and a girl sitting on a swing. They have snow around them. And who's this? This is a very important person standing outside of Holly Cottage. And he needs snow moving, otherwise he won't be able to get through, will he? Who's that?
Rob Cuddy.
Oh, and here he is again, look. Lots of snow on that card. And all these. Tell you what, Thomas, I feel a bit cold just thinking about the snow. It's chilly, isn't it? I shall go and put the heater on in a moment.
For the seat. Sit down.
You want me to sit down?
Yes.
Okay. Next to you?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Are you cold?
No. It's not cold in the summer.
Pardon?
Cold in the summer.
You're cold in the summer?
Yeah.
I think you mean you're cold because it's winter.
Yeah.
In the summer you were very, very hot.
Yeah.
Do you not remember wearing t-shirts and shorts and swimsuits? And some days you didn't wear anything, did you, when you were running around?
No.
And now you've got warm socks and jumpers and long trousers. And when we go out, what do you have to put on?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do we put on when you go outside?
I don't know.
A coat?
I don't know.
And what about your hat, scarf and gloves?
I like your pit warm up. Little pop ground.
Oh, that's right, you dropped your glove last week at Bang a Drum Time, didn't you, at the music class?
Mm.
And the lady picked it up for you. It was your mittens on a string, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Did you say thank you to her?
Yeah.
Good boy, that's nice of you. This is a pretty card.
Thanks. Mine, Daisy. I just mine, Daisy.
Did you say mine, Daisy?
Yeah.
Why are you saying mine, Daisy?
Yeah.
Grandma's called Daisy.
That, my girl, Daisy.
I'm Daisy, am I? Well, yeah. It's my mummy that's called Daisy.
That's it. I move this.
That's it. You've moved that, have you? You've moved the dig around.
Yeah. It's a bit fluffy.
It's a bit fluffy.
Yes, I not this much move.
It's a bit frothy.
Yeah.
What do you mean by frothy?
That one's a bit frothy. His mummy's a bit frothy.
Mummy's a bit frothy.
Yeah.
What's frothy?
It's not a bit frothy.
I don't really understand this, I'm sorry. I think the digger man's cold, shoveling all this snow. I think he could do with a nice hot cup of tea or some nice warm soup, don't you? What do you think he'd like, Thomas?
A biscuit.
A biscuit.
Just what I need.
Just what you need?
I just want chocolate. Digger man likes your chocolate.
Would he?
Yes.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Yes. Yes, Daddy, they have a warm chocolate. They might not dare to do your man. He won't need it.